Blog Talk Radio.
Peace and blessings, my beloved brothers and sisters, family and friends. How are y'all doing? Let me take a walk with you for a second, and then I'm going to come back and just share some of this, the goodness of what God just is about. You know, just simply is. I come to find out that I don't no longer want to say God is good. I mean, that is the truth. God is good. I can't find a word that actually expresses how I feel about God being who he is, and it is extraordinarily beyond my comprehension, because God is more than good. I used to be the one who would say, God is good. And people would respond all the time. And all the time, God is good. And the more that I come to find out how God is, the more I come to see how extraordinary he is. It's just beyond measure. It's beyond what I can ever, I just can't. I just simply can't. There is a song that I love. It's called I Can Only Imagine. It's a beautiful song. If you don't know the song, you should look it up on YouTube. It's amazing. And it's the type of song that reveals where the band is letting it be known that I don't know what I would do the moment I get with you. God, I don't know how I'm going to react. Will I be able to sing, or will I just fall to my knees? What will I be able to do? Because I can't even fathom the thought of how good you actually is. And I remember a very long time ago, ex-President Nixon, his office was in the 26th, was in Manhattan, 26th Federal Plaza. It's a building specifically for federal employees. And while I was in the building, I happened to see him coming. Now, I knew what he did in terms of Watergate, I don't know what he did. To tell you the truth, you know, it was what it was. I wasn't there, so I can't say I was an eyewitness. But I heard what he did, and that bothered me. But the moment that I seen this man, the moment that I seen him walk the way he walked, how he carried himself, how he kept himself together, how his men covered him, how he made sure that regardless of what y'all know about me, I'm still me. And I've accomplished things beyond what you can ever imagine. And so as he's coming toward me, I'm foaming it into my spirit that I want to dislike this man because of what I heard. But the moment that he reached out his hand to shake my hand, I felt the power of this man saying, I know that I'm President Nixon, or at that time, ex-President Nixon. And I could only buckle down to it. I got to be honest with you. I could only buckle down to it. And I lowered my eyes, and I gave him respect. And it felt good to know that I have shaken hands with an ex-president. My little story. About my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. When I think about our Father, I don't know what I'm going to do. I have no idea. Do you? None of us do. Really, you know what I'm saying? None of us do. Now that I've shared that with you, now let's go inside. Okay. Let me turn this down just a little bit. It's a little chilly outside, and I am just trying to stay warm, to tell you the truth. I'm just simply trying to stay warm. First, allow me to pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you. Thank you for being who you are, because, Father God, being who you are allows us to see who we can be. And I pray, Father God, that we allow ourselves to be free in being who you are, so that we come to see the reality of truly living with liberty. That liberty, Heavenly Father, that causes us to simply say how good it is to be in your image, how wonderful it is to do things according to your glory. I thank you, Father God, for giving us that opportunity. Yet I also thank you, Father God, for all the things that we go through, the ups and downs, the trials, the tribulations, the hardship situations. And the reason why, because, Father God, how would we know how good you are until we know how things can be, the hardship and the trials? We wouldn't know, Father God. The only thing that I know, is that with all the things that I have gone through, whether sleeping in the street and having to think about eating from a garbage can, whether being beat up by people, or being shot, being stabbed, and all the things, being on drugs, all the things, Father God, I think about how wonderful you are, having to first go through with it, go through those things with me, only to bring me out of such things. I love you, Father God. In Jesus' holy and precious name, amen. I'm in the book of Proverbs, and to celebrate this day, Proverbs 10, and it's pretty lengthy. So I'm only going to read a few. But my father, while I was walking around, I went to the bank. And while in the bank, the manager that used to be there is no longer there, who I was hoping had been there. And second thing is, well, the first reason is because of the fact if he would have saw me, he would have came and immediately had me come to him, because he happened to be a friend of mine. It's one of those perks, you know what I'm saying? But the bank did not have a lot of people in it, nor was he in it. So this very nice lady, I was getting ready to sign that sheet, you know, you put your name in, but everything will stay in order. And she's said, you don't have to sign. I'm available right now. And as I walk to her, and we're talking about what's going on with my account and things of that nature, and we just started talking. Come to find out, and I mean this with all of who I am, we end up talking for like 40 minutes, way beyond the time. And there's three people out there waiting after finally I decided to walk, and she said, oh, no, hold up. I got to give you my business call. Call me for anything. And I mean that. Call me for anything. And she only meant, just in case anybody wanted to take it anywhere else, she only meant call me for anything that has to do with helping you, whether it's with banking, the ministry, or otherwise things that I can possibly connect you to. And I gave her a hug, and she wrapped her arms around me professionally and let it be known that God does wonderful things. And all we did was talk about God, literally, in my life. And I looked and I said, man, how good, how beautiful it is to be able to talk about God. So I made a friend today, and I thank God for that. But I want to read this here in Proverbs. I'm going to start at 2. Well, correction, I'm going to start at 1. And actually, please, I'm going to skip a few here and there, but I want to start at 1. And the reason why is because we must understand this here. We represent God, our Father. And just like a father who gets a son, because as you know, having a son is like the most important thing to a man. And when the son is born, man, oh, my God, what a feeling. But when that son don't turn out to be what the father hoped to be for that son, meaning the son to be honorable, have integrity, the attributes that cause the father to say, I'm proud to have a son like this, it can really be hurtful, not only for the father, but also for the mother. And when I started off, I said, I can't no longer talk about God just simply being good, because that doesn't fit him, according to me. And I come to understand I owe him so much, because he made me a man, not a little boy who lived in a man body making boy decisions. He made me a man and allowed me to stand as a man and not have to act like a boy handling this world the way this world can be. So I'm going to share this with you. And this also has to do with what happened yesterday with this young lady who she had been abused, and God used me to, and she called me today, and she just said, thank you. You know, I can't stop thanking you for what God did with you. And all I can say, I give God all the glory. But here we go. It is, a wise son makes a glad father, but a foolish son is the grief of his mother. I want to share that with you for a second. A wise son makes a glad father. You know how wonderful it is for you to receive the knowledge of God and then use the knowledge to the degree to where it gives you the wisdom so that you can have the ability to use it in a manner that causes you to say that you and your father are one in making decisions that has to do whatever that situation is. But if you allow yourself to be a foolish person, then what happens is you make it look like wisdom. Wisdom in this sense is the mother. You make it look like wisdom doesn't exist. Like it has no attachment to you at all. And the reality is, God give us so much until there's no way that we have to act like knuckleheads, because the reality of his goodness is so tremendous until actually each and every last one of us can stand on his wisdom and handle any situation, regardless to what that situation is, regardless to where we go, regardless to who we meet. Doesn't matter whether or not if it's a person that's the manager of a bank or the tailor. Doesn't matter whether or not if it's a homeless person who's sleeping in the street or somebody he paved the street. Doesn't matter. God gives us that which causes that person to say, wow, you have a mighty Father. And he has given you, or he has connected you with a beautiful wisdom so that you can handle situations that enables you to handle it like you got a good mother and a good father. I just simply love that. And that's one of the reasons why I say there's no word to me that you can describe Father. Because I've seen where I've gone into banks, and I've seen where I've dealt with people on many different levels, and how I was one time and how God has used me this time. It feels so fantastic until you have a confidence without having to be boastful. You know, just simply enjoying the fact that you can talk about God so much until it causes the person to say, my God, my God. Feels so good until the person can actually say, my God. Okay, let's go down to two. Check this out. Transfers of wickedness profits nothing, but righteousness delivers from death. I was in a bank on a course, and it didn't turn out very well. I mean, really, it was not good. And I wanted to, and I mean this with all of my, I wanted to get up in there and just go off on everybody because, man, you're causing a disturbance. And I don't appreciate you causing a disturbance in my life. But the one thing I come to understand is don't depend on my understanding. Lean not unto your own understanding. Trust in the Lord, and he will direct your step. And in that, I've come to understand that talking about, let me handle the situation with my wisdom flowing through you so that the situation can be handled without it flaring up. Because fools can come up in there and get to prove themselves, yell and scream and holler, you know, all the stuff. Fools go around and beat on women because that's all they got. Don't mean no harm per se, but that's all they got. But when you're allowing yourself to live a righteous life, what happens is even though you're not being treated righteously, you understand your responsibility is to live righteously. So in that life, people get to say, man, I see Christ. I saw the Father. This person is living according to the ways of God. And it allows me to say, how do I handle my situation when things are not going right? What do I say? What do I do? How do I handle my children, my husband, my wife, my friends? What happened? And I come to understand that God is so good to us until literally he made us become teachers in every facet of life so that you have the opportunity to say, now, Father God, I understand why I'm here. Just simply to be a teacher. First, to be a disciple of Christ, meaning the learned one, the disciplined one, and second, to be teacher to those who are not learned, who are not disciplined, who are not about Christ. So, Father God, it's just a wonderful sharing of energy. You're giving it to me so I can give it to the one that don't have it. Makes me look good because I can be a fool, but as opposed to me doing that, because I go to Christ school, I look like I got quite a bit of wisdom. only because of the Holy Spirit, which enables me to have the ability to go to some who are quite intelligent, who are the managers of the top banks, and say, sit back, oh my God. I didn't ask for this young lady's card. She ran back to get it after we were together for 40 minutes. I got to give you my card. Call me for anything. I was astounded how good God is. It made me feel good how good I can talk about my Father in heaven. It just felt good. It was just a beautiful feeling. Let's go to 3. The Lord will not allow the righteous soul to famish, but he cast away the desires of the wicked. It doesn't matter to me. I had to tell 2 people, I think, today. I have grown to a point I don't care no longer about the things that's on this earth. It no longer matter to me. And trust me when I say, God has given me a lot beyond what I can possibly imagine. But I no longer care. And the reason why is because I understand true treasure is in the wisdom of God. To be able to handle this world in a manner that says nothing can be done that can cause me to act like a fool. And everything I do is with his wisdom. Everybody that I went to the best school on earth. And it's not even on earth. That it feels good to see somebody look and say, my God, it was a pleasure to meet you. Thank you for sharing with me. Thank you for letting me know how much you love your God. Thank you for imparting some wisdom on me so that I can have a different view. I now can go home, or I now can go to my friends, or I now can just simply be by myself and think how good it is that there's a God that caused a man who don't have much according to the physical eye can be at such peace even though he went through such hard times. And here I am at a job making $42,000 a year, because that's what she told me. And I got more stuff going on in my life that just is out of control. But because of this man loving God the way he do, point A to point B, without no mess, no nonsense. He's not weaving it with any of his own understanding. He's just living according to the word of God. That is so good. That feels so wonderful to have the ability that you don't have to go to somebody and say, well, my name is Pastor Larry DeBaptiste. No, for them to look and say, you're a pastor. Or simply, you're a man of God. Person to look and say, I see him in you. No big thing for me, because shoot, I call it nothing to me, because I don't let my head get swelled up about no titles, about no stuff. I don't have time for that. But I remember when the title or titles that was on me was, he's going to die before 25. He's a gangster. He's a gangbanger. He's a drug dealer. He's a drug addict. He's a person that beat people up. He's this. All of these negative tags. And because of God, being who he is, change that into to where a person look and say, you're a pastor. That's what God does. That's why I can't give him a title. What do you call him? What do you call a man who changed your life so dramatically until literally you, when people see you, they see him. Not you. Not you. They see him. Man, how good that is. I'm telling you, it just feels good. And the thing is, you don't have to practice anything. Just be it. Be who God created you to be. Let us make man in our image according to our likeness. Just be it. And if you be it, then they will see it. They will know. They're going to see the difference between the fool and the one who's living righteously according to God's wisdom. Simply that. Okay. Check this out. Here's four. He who deals with a slack hand becomes poor, but the hand of the diligent makes one rich. I deal with people every day. And I'm talking about people who think that they have to do so many different things to get so much stuff. And, oh, man, people go through so many problems because of the fact that they can't be real about this, got to be crooked about this. I got to make my way however I possibly can. And then you have this wonderful God who says, if you depend on me and do things according to my ways, whatever you do, will be blessed. And that's just simply some socks. If you don't do nothing besides go up and down and talk to people about selling socks, I will bless that so traumatically until those who are going around and scheming in, they become poor. But you will become rich. They'll laugh at you because you got a cart going up and down the block and you got on clothes that came from the Goodwill, and they'll laugh. But they're poor, looking good, and you're rich, making so that they can feed you, so that you can feed them. You're doing what you're supposed to do according to God's will. And they living like poor individuals, and you're feeding them. So God made it so that they become the beggar and you became the loan officer. Not just talking about monetary value. We're talking about by simply the beauty of saying, Father, I love you. Brothers and sisters, God bless you. Talk with you soon. Take care.